Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us twitching away in the morning, does a lot of work to do so, and we appreciate him. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, May 20th.
Yeah, great day. We had a lot of fun today.
A lot of fun today.
Appreciate all the people checking in. And thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Phillies win tonight as Schwarber lifts one to deep right field. It's number 300 off the facing of the upper deck. What a shot by Kyle Schwarber. And the Phillies now lead it 7-3.
466 feet.
Goodness. And you figured a milestone home run for Kyle Schwarber would come with some length to it. Wow.
300 homers.
Not going to lie, that hurts.
Did you? You know, here's the problem.
That
hurts. He's several teams removed.
Yeah,
but David, did you think when he came up that he would hit 300 homers?
No, I did not. And I did not think.
I did. I thought he'd hit 400.
I didn't see that. I thought that he would be productive. 300 homers is a lot of homers. He's within three of Anthony Rizzo lifetime. And you never would have thought that.
Who?
Yeah. You would never would have thought that Rizzo and Schwarber, I didn't think that, that Schwarber's going to end up with more career home runs than Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah, he is, because I think Rizzo's out of the game.
Yeah. Well, Chelly's told us that.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon Fryer. Thank you for that. That's the man. That's the Southsider. We're claiming him as our own.
The Pope.
The Pope. And someone screaming White Sox at him.
Did you see they gave him a Konerko jersey?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, then wait.
14.
Well, the Bears, they gave him a Bears jersey 14, but the Sox framed Leo 14.
Yeah.
He's, the Pope.
Yes. The Pope.
The Pope.
Hey, Marshall Harris is right here. I can see him.
Go Sky.
Love the t-shirt. And Layla Rahimi, yes!
Also wearing Sky colors.
It is a Tuesday.
We're coordinated. Good morning.
Go Sky.
Sky home opener coming up. You know who's going to be on the broadcast?
I think Layla, if I'm not mistaken.
Layla Rahimi.
Yes.
Tune in. Listen,
Marshall and I were talking
something
about spotting boards yesterday, actually.
You've been congratulated already for
Score
that.
We've already discussed seven games, right?
Seven games.
Yeah, including two against those Indiana Fevers.
At the United Center.
The Indiana Fever is significantly better than I imagined they would be. That's like a team that could vie for a championship.
Let me tell you what happened, Molly. So they went and they drafted this really good player, and then after a year of her playing, they tooled their whole team around her and got a new coach. And yes, they're much better.
They are you talking about the Fever or the
Fever?
The Sky.
The Sky did also did that too. I have questions about some of the things.
The Fever beat the Sky by like 38 points.
93-58. 20-point triple-double for Caitlin Clark.
I saw that Caitlin Clark now has 9 20-point, 10-assist games. And
three triple doubles.
Only Vandersloot of the Sky, Courtney Vandersloot, has more of those games. She has 10. She has one more game than Caitlin Clark. And that Diana Taurasi, who is one of the best players in WNBA history, and I believe made the Olympics ahead of Caitlin Clark, she also has 9 in 556 games. Caitlin Clark has 9 in 41 games.
Good research.
It's my favorite part about her game is the triple doubles and just watching her assists, you know? Like her passing is just,
her passing's underrated. And Mully, I'm very, very happy with the links that you went through just now just to display knowledge.
I'm paying attention like everyone should.
I think a lot of people are paying attention.
Mully I don't know if I've told you guys this, but Mully is how I found out Adele was dating Rich Paul. Like Mully's up on his skates, knowledge-wise.
I've got a lot of children floating around giving me info.
Man, they are, though.
They keep me up to date.
I still want to try that TikTok green goddess salad they were up to. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I love this idea of Molly pulling over somebody tomorrow morning at 5:05 for having a truck on extra drive.
And then he's going to tell you about WNBA triple doubles.
Sorry, I'm not here at 5:30. I had to pull over two guys. one guy resisted.
I want to let you get to this new aspect of your game. I will be on time. How's that? Oh, God. We are going to talk a lot of Bears, the big Bears news about extending Joe Tooney, but what does it mean for the rest of the needs on their team? I'm talking about running back. New information this morning that came out. We'll talk about the Kurt Warner sound that happened yesterday, his interview with Spiegel and Holmes. I think it's important when it comes to game film discussion. We will talk about the Cubs game last night, because how do you get walked off by the Marlins? Jed Hoyer, we will revisit at 11. Ian Happ to discuss his availability and more at 11:25. Five on it is at noon. At 12:25, our friend Nick Friedel will be on to talk NBA playoffs. Russ Dorsey is in for two segments starting at 1.
Nick, a former producer at The Score.
Good guy. Have a great show.
Yep. Fabulous guy.
All right, guys.